The Gist is brought to you by Harry's, the shaving company that offers German-engineered blades, well-designed handles, and shipping right to your door. Visit harrys.com for $5 off your first purchase with the promo code GIST. And by Sherry's Berries. Fresh berries dipped in chocolate starting at just $19.99 are a great holiday gift. Order now and use the promo code GIST to double your berries for just $10 more. That's Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code GIST.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
It's Wednesday, December 9th, 2015. From Slate, it's The Gist. I'm Mike Pesca. Angela Merkel, Times Person of the Year. Bold choice, gutsy. Kind of like Merkel herself. A bit austere. Won't sell magazines. But she deserves it. She controls Europe's economy. Donald Trump was named runner-up, or as Trump puts it, so I'm still white, alive American of the Year. Terrific. Now, the photos, there is a link on the story. I guess it's in magazine form, too. But there's a link on the story that promises to show 10 photos that show why Angela Merkel is powerful. And if you click through the photos, you see really two things. Angela Merkel, unsmilingly next to powerful people, next to Putin, next to François Hollande, in a meeting, a big sort of official, they say it's a G7 summit. I believe them because there are flags of different countries behind François Hollande and Barack Obama. Both the guys are smiling. Angela Merkel, not smiling. So there she is with Obama gesturing, not smiling. There she is with the Queen, not smiling. There she is with David Cameron, not smiling. There she is with the back of the Greek prime minister, not smiling. There she is smiling. There she is reviewing troops with China's premier, not smiling. And there she is with some more troops, not smiling. Wait, so who is the one guy she was smiling with? Who is this charming person that can make the powerful Angela Merkel smile? Well, it's Bibi Netanyahu, of course, because that guy's a card and because they have so much in common. So those are the kind of pictures that show you're powerful. Stand before a bunch of troops and just don't smile. On the show today, I spiel not about terrorism, not about American demagogues, but about other world developments that are also really pretty crappy. So I'm going to try to find the happiest place going. It's not easy. But now, no bullshit. It's Maria Konnikova. Harry's. It's more than a razor. It's a suite of shaving sets. Harry's razors are great for gifts because every guy needs to shave. So when you give something to someone that someone will need, they will say, thank you. Hey, I needed this. And when that something is stylish and really good and can actually open a world of only getting Harry's razors. All right, I just went from the general to specific, but that's a really good gift. And I think Harry's will be able to win over the man in your life because it's a great product. It's a clean, close, comfortable shave. But for only $15, the starter set, in fact, only $10 when you take into account the code, which gives you $5 off, that code being the gist. For only $10, you've really given someone a gift that they will definitely need and that they will be coming back to. And every time they do, they'll think of you. That's what they mean by the gift that keeps on giving. Although, ironically, it's taking whiskers away from the face. So simultaneously keeps on giving, but also is subtracting. So go to Harry's right now, and as a special offer to GIST listeners, you'll get the $5 off that I talk about if it's your first order using the coupon code GIST. Don't wait. Economy shipping for the holidays ends December 18th, so act now. That's Harrys.com. Enter code GIST. Harry's makes every morning feel like a holiday. So there is one topic on Is This Bullshit that we've been waiting to get to, but we kind of put it on ice for a while. We kind of put it on cold storage. We allowed ourselves a cooling off period, and now we're going to hit it head on. Cryotherapy. These are the freezing chambers. And here to play Is That Bullshit is the she's so cool, she's ice cold, Maria Konnikova. She's the author of The Confidence Game and Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes. You know what? That was actually more freezing puns than Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman Returns, was it? Batman and Robin, the terrible one with Val Kilmer. But hello, Maria. How are you?
I'm feeling a little chilled.
Yeah. Now, cryotherapy, those are freezing chambers.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything more to it? What do they say? It's not a meat locker. It's a freezing chamber.
Yes, and technically it's between negative 100 and negative 140 degrees Celsius. to be considered whole body cryotherapy. And you don't just go in naked. You do have some protective things like that you put over your nose and your ears and your extremities and certain other sensitive areas of the body. And
you'd hate to get an icicle on one of those things.
Yeah, and you go, yes, you really would. And you go in for 2 to 4 minutes, give or take.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's something that we've actually, in the technical definition of cryotherapy as cooling down your body, have been using for decades and decades and decades.
To save people of heart attacks.
Well, yes, but it's also known by, before we got to chambers,
uh-huh.
It's known by a less glamorous name as an ice pack.
Oh, an ice pack. I went way too technical there.
Because that is also cooling your body down
mm-hmm.
to below freezing temperature.
Restricting the flow of blood, making the blood vessels dilate.
Yeah.
Swelling goes down.
So the ice pack
is your
original cryotherapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And originally, to be serious, although the ice pack is serious, athletes have been using this seriously for years, and people who've been trying to treat injuries. Originally, cryotherapy was developed in kind of this chamber approach for rheumatoid arthritis
mm-hmm.
as a therapeutic tool, as so many of the things that you and I discuss are. But lately, it's become a sports fad.
Yes.
So people think that doing this will rejuvenate their muscles, help with recovery, do all sorts of wonderful things for them in terms of fitness. And a lot of lay people, not just athletes, have decided that this is a good idea, too, because it can make them younger, healthier, makes your skin all dewy and glowy, generally just is a wonderful new beauty treatment. So a lot of people have adopted cryotherapy beyond the ice pack or whole body as opposed to partial body cryotherapy.
Right. So as I did a search on cryotherapy, I'm seeing this English football player using cryotherapy. MMA's injury epidemic, extensive cryotherapy. Green Bay Packer players using cryotherapy. But here is an interesting headline that really gets to what we're doing from a totally brain-dead perspective. Inside cryotherapy, cool fad or hot trend?
Oh, no.
I think someone's head was in the frozen chamber too long. All right, so it obviously can make swell. It can do what an ice pack does.
Sure.
Could it go beyond that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because one of our favorite things came out last year,
yeah.
A meta-analysis by a guy whose name makes you think that he's really not going to believe in this, Chris Bleakley.
Yeah.
So he has a very bleak approach on the whole thing. It would be better if it was Chris Chilly, but we'll do Willie. Yeah, we'll do Bleakley. And so he did a meta-analysis, and his colleagues, there were a number of them, to see if there was any evidence that this actually helped in terms of sports injuries, muscle repair, any of the claims that athletes are making. And he found, first of all, that there are almost no good studies on this. So almost all of the evidence that we have are based on zero control conditions. So that means you, Mike, I'm going to put you in a cryotherapy chamber and you're going to tell me, oh, look, I'm doing better now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to have a condition where I put Mike 1 here and Mike 2 in the next one
right.
and compare the two. Out of those,
Once you're spending all your time on climate control, it's hard to have scientific control.
Yeah. Yep. So once he narrowed it down to only those that had control conditions and good control conditions, he found that there was basically no evidence for almost any of these claims, except for one major one, which is that subjectively,
mm-hmm.
it made people feel better.
Sure.
So it made your subjective feelings of recovery and vigor go up, which is great and which actually helps a lot, which actually might explain why it worked for rheumatoid arthritis. The big review for that showed that there really weren't any medical benefits and that any benefits lasted for only 90 minutes and that afterwards they kind of evaporated. But for 90 minutes, it made people feel better, and rheumatoid arthritis is really painful. So even 90 minutes of subjectively feeling better is great.
And then the 2 days beforehand when you look forward to those 90
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly.
And then the hour afterwards when you convince yourself it was like 2 hours and 90
yep.
minutes.
Yep.
This basically is science. Or cures as we know it. This is how science is working
yeah.
now.
But two things do happen to your body when you're immersed suddenly in really, really cold
mm-hmm.
weather. One of them
shrinkage.
Shrinkage, yes.
Right.
Three things.
Okay.
adrenaline. So there is an adrenaline rush, which helps explain why you feel better.
Yes, the vigor.
Mm-hmm. And also a homeostatic response. Your body gets cold, so it starts working to try to right that. And there's no evidence yet that that actually will do anything helpful, but there's evidence that that does happen.
Huh.
But the interesting thing is, when in the studies that compared full-body cryotherapy to ice packs,
yeah,
they found that ice packs are actually much more effective at cooling the skin down.
Yeah.
Than full-body cryotherapy.
Have you've never done cryotherapy, have you?
No.
Does it actually feel cold? Do you know if it feels cold?
I'm guessing.
Like, are your teeth chattering?
It's not for very long. So I think one of the reasons maybe why it doesn't work that well is that we're not equipped to tolerate it for as long or as cold as we would need to in order for it to work well. That's just a hypothesis. No one has actually put people in, you know, negative 200 degree chambers for 10 minutes.
Actually, it happened to Captain America.
Mm.
True fact. It also would seem, as far as Professor Dr. Bleakley and his studies, a hard thing to make a placebo effect. I mean, right? If you feel cold, you are cold.
Sure. For the feeling of cold, it's hard to have a placebo effect, probably. But it's very easy to have a placebo effect of the chamber as such that it makes your muscles feel better. You say, oh, you know, that feels good. Yeah, yeah, that was very reinvigorating. I now feel like a new person. I feel like Captain America, in fact.
Yeah. It does strike me as odd that of the teams, when I did that search, the Packers are using it. You just need to go outside in Green Bay. It seems like I can see the Dolphins using it. I can see the Houston Texans. But the Green Bay Packers getting into cryotherapy? Or as it's called, the south entrance to Lambeau Field.
Yeah, and so Dr. Bleakley here concludes that athletes should remain cognizant that less expensive modes of cryotherapy, such as local ice pack application, offer comparable physiological and clinical effects.
Yeah, these have the ice bath. You plunge in the ice bath. Now there's the chamber, the cryo sauna, which is a paradoxical or at least an oxymoronic name. All right, so here we go. We're going to, with ice running through our veins, steel-eyed and cold-blooded, we're going to give our assessment. Cryotherapy, is that bullshit?
For now, as far as we know, it is pretty much bullshit as far as any actual benefits to your muscles is concerned. But it's not bullshit insofar as the psychological potential benefits are concerned, because people do report feeling better. And who knows, maybe we'll get evidence in the future that there are other effects of the adrenaline, for instance.
So that's the whole body cryotherapy verdict. What about localized cryotherapy, aka ice packs? Are they bullshit?
So there is evidence that ice packs do help cool the skin. So they help with swelling, dilation, those types of things. So if you hurt yourself, if you're bruised, if you get a burn,
mm-hmm.
ice packs are your friend. And there's good evidence that ice packs, at least for now, there's much better evidence that ice packs are effective than that whole body cryotherapy
is
effective.
You're a dog in a cartoon. You just took a shiner. Ice pack versus big slab of steak, which will bring the swelling down faster.
Oh, definitely the steak.
Steak, okay.
Yeah.
Maria Konnikova, author of The Confidence Game and Mastermind, How to Think Like Sherlock Holmes. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Mike.
It's that time again. It's Christmas time. All right, what kind of gift are you going to get? I think there are two great kind of gifts. One is the gift that someone needs anyway, and if you give them the gift version of that, you're in clover. The other is the kind of gift that no one would ever give to themselves, but when they get it, they're like, that's great. You know, I'd never give that to myself. Enter Shari's Berries. Shari's Berries are sweet, freshly dipped strawberries that start at $19.99, 40% off. The gourmet berries are fresh, they're juicy, and they come covered in dark white milk chocolatey deliciousness, and they're sprinkled with decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. People, it's 2015. I don't know if it's decadent. It's a freaking nut, but it's great. I've been eating these for the last 3 days, and I'd never get it for myself. Shari's Berries knew I'd be saying these ads, so they sent me one, and I'm like, great berry. Am I going to get my own berries? No. Will I get the berries for someone else? I just might. And you could double the berries. In fact, I might double the berries, because for $10, you go to berries.com and use the special code GIST. The only way to get the amazing offer, which are Shari's Berries starting at $19.99, including the double the berry deal for $10 more, is go to berries.com. I'm going to spell that for you, berries.com. So nothing to do with Fred Berry rerun from Good Times. He's not endorsing this. This is about Shari. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in GIST. Order them today. And now the spiel, mass shootings, demagoguery. Don't worry, it sucks elsewhere too. So Angela Merkel was named Woman Person of the Year, so it must be good times in Germany, right? Let's start our tour of the world to see, check in to see how happy everyone is. Let's start with Germany in honor of Angela Merkel. Yeah, the country is riven by debates over the influx of migrants. It's had 2% economic growth, that stinks. On satisfaction surveys, it ranks okay, but below Canada, below USA, below Israel. By the way, people in the world don't like Israel, but you know who likes Israel? Israelis really like Israel. They come in fourth on these surveys. So we know the Germans aren't going to be self-satisfied. They invented words like Schadenfreude, not words like pep or moxie. But the really sad thing is, compared to the EU, they're doing great. Let's look at the four most populous countries in Europe: Russia, Turkey, Germany, France. Germany's the only one not to have suffered a horrible terrorist attack, killing over 100 people in the last few months. Okay, that Turkish attack took place in Ankara, which is in Asia, still for our purposes of counting the world's unhappy, dissatisfied people. Let's put them in Europe. Point is, Europe is not that happy a place. Let's leave that hemisphere. No, Mike, stick around. Tell me about the Middle East. No, let's leave that hemisphere. Let's go to Asia. Biggest country in Asia and the world is China. The economy's doing bad. We think that we can't get any straight economic statistics. They obscure. Actually, maybe it's not the government that's obscuring. Maybe it's just the sky. Pollution is so bad that BBC Radio interviewed this one worker, and it took me a few seconds to realize he wasn't being interviewed by BBC Radio. He's being interviewed by BBC TV. We just couldn't see him. That's how bad the smog is in China.
I don't have a face mask. I am used to the bad air now because I always work on the streets. On days like this, it's very easy to fall ill. The smog definitely harms people's health.
In the U.S., a face mask penalty in football is 15 yards. In China, going without a face mask will cost you a little bit more.
Now, recent studies show that even breathing this kind of air for an hour can reduce a person's life expectancy by 20 minutes. It's akin to being a heavy smoker, smoking a pack and a half of cigarettes every day.
Actually, I smoke smog filtered for that low tar taste. All right, Asia maybe not the place to find very satisfied people. Over to our hemisphere. Largest country other than the U.S. here is Brazil. A hearty impeachment process proceeds against Dilma Rousseff, leader of Brazil. That is South America's most populous country. Second most populous, Colombia. Things could be worse. Drug war is getting better. Still, things are pretty terrible. Pew surveyed countries all over the world. What's your satisfaction with the political process? Brazil, remember, impeaching the president. Depends what the courts say about that. But Brazil was 71% dissatisfied. Colombia was 75% dissatisfied. That was worse than the Palestinian territories. That was lower than neighbor Venezuela, where the ruling party was so unpopular that they lost the parliamentary election to the tune of 112 out of 167 seats. Gone up in smoke. Let me tell you how bad things are in Venezuela. And on this show, we chronicle, I'm kind of obsessed with Venezuela. It is such a terrible country. Chavez first, and then Nicolas Maduro ruined that country. They had a lot of oil wealth. And now all they do is go on TV and rail against any shopkeeper who sells toilet paper for $2 because they're a horrible capitalist. The Financial Times had this great article about how Venezuela is a thug state. Here's how the article starts. Inside a small house in one of the gritty shanty towns that drape the hills around Caracas, Carlos is preparing for a day's work, loading up ammunition, piling up grenades, stacking flak jackets and black balaclavas. I will now let the reporter, Andres Scapani, take it from there.
The 28-year-old says, "We have a kidnapping now, so we must get ready." Adding, he works with an 80-member gang with a portfolio of interests, from kidnapping and drug running to killing. He claims it also has a powerful ally, the Venezuelan government. Carlos, who asked for his real name not to be published, then says, "Sometimes government people send us to murder. We work in partnership. It's screwed up."
All right, three things about what we just heard. One, I feel terrible for the Venezuelans. Two, That has got to be the most reasonable anonymity request I have ever heard in journalism. Carlos, who asked that his name not be used because he's about to go on a murderous rampage at the behest of the government. And here's the thing. This guy Carlos, one of the few people in Venezuela with a job, whose job is provided by the government, he's not even for the government. He's voting against Maduro's party. It's like they say, once you've lost the henchman, you've lost the common man. Maduro is, I'm not going to say tin pot, he's like an aluminum alloy dictator. He has two modes of dress. This really upsets me about Maduro. He's going out among the people, he's wearing a tracksuit in the colors of the Colombian flag. And if he's not in the tracksuit, he's always wearing a sash, a business suit and a sash in the colors of the Colombian flag. Japan, known as Big Book on Japan, written about it, The Sword and the Chrysanthemum. Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, The Sword and the Sash. Sash-related news also out of South America. In Argentina, third biggest country on the continent, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner is out. Mauricio Macri is in. Fernandez de Kirchner is going out like a vida, like a diva. She will not participate in the handover ceremony where she gives the scepter and the sash to the new president. She has filled all these positions with her friends as political appointees. She's making the transition extremely unpleasant. She has gone on wild spending decrees, named all sorts of ambassadors, and she's taken to Twitter. Actually, she took over the official Twitter. She turned it private. There are about 80 tweets, all against the incoming president. And she says, I have to confess, I was surprised by the exalted, euphemism for yelling, verbiage of the president-elect. When you call out something as a euphemism, it ceases to become a euphemism. All right, Argentina not doing well. Venezuela not doing well. What is doing well? You know, India's not doing bad. Do they routinely round up people who they accuse of killing a cow and beat them to death, even if the guy didn't really kill a cow? Yeah, it goes on. But Modi's pretty popular in India. The economy is on the upswing. Things aren't terrible in India. India's doing all right. Where else is doing all right? Place very much like India, Utah. Utah has 3.6% unemployment, one of the lowest in the country. Their governor, Gary Herbert, as far as I can tell, he's the most popular governor in the United States. A study came out that says Utah is the happiest state. Better studies say it's about eighth, but that's not the one that the Salt Lake Tribune ran. Headline study, Utah is the happiest state. So how do the Utahonians think about this? Here's Sean Teagan of the Utah Institute. It surveys Utah.
Most people are saying on a scale of basically 1 to 5 that quality of life is right around a 4. So not everything's perfect.
And do you know how many people throughout the world would take a 4? Would you take a 4? Would most people living in China, in Beijing, take a 4? How do we know if they take it? They probably couldn't see it. So what's the formula for being happy right now? I would say if you were a Mormon from Uttar Pradesh who wears a face mask but not a sash, and maybe you got an extra bump in happiness because you were just named Times Person of the Year, then you are happy. And that's it for today's show. These 10 edits show why Mike Volo is the Gist's most powerful producer. These 11 inexplicable fades indicate why Jason Gambrell is the Gist's most powerful engineer. These 11 adorable kittens being totally ignored by Andy Bowers indicate why he is the Gist's most powerful executive producer. The Gist, these 26 letters arranged in varying order, indicate why the Gist is the most powerful communicator going in your ears at this very moment. Mpuru de puru du puru, and thanks for listening.